With two wars winding down, the military is donating surplus material to police departments across the country. The use of military equipment to quell protests in Ferguson, Missouri, is bringing new attention to those donations. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports from New Jersey, where local police got 500 times as much equipment from the military last year as it did in 2010.
Police in the small suburban town Little Ferry recently got 6 military trucks for the town's 25 officers. Police Chief Ralph Verdi keeps two of the Humvees parked on a grassy patch behind the police department.
It's rugged. It's not fancy.
One truck is green, the other camouflage, and both have been stripped of their outer gun turrets. We hop in, and you can see it's worn. It's dark inside. There's a mount near the steering wheel that looks like where the machine gun used to go. There's a hatch on the roof you can crawl out of, and clamps that look like the jaws of a bear trap.
I know people are looking at these things as war wagons and as assault vehicles, but there's a dual purpose to them.
Most of Little Ferry is below sea level. During Sandy, 80% of the town was underwater. And these trucks can drive through several feet of it. That's why Verdi wanted them, to help evacuate residents during future storms. Detective Ronald Klein got a quick lesson from the military on how to drive the trucks. But that was about it.
You know, I don't even know exactly what a lot of that stuff is. They don't tell us that. They don't tell us a lot of kind of fun stuff.
Police departments across the country can get military equipment for free as part of the federal government's program that transfers surplus gear from the armed forces. 3 years ago, New Jersey got about $500,000 worth of donated military equipment. Compare that to last year, though, when the state got close to $20 million worth. Everything from armored trucks, rifles, and grenade launchers to shirts for extreme cold weather, ladders, and boots. And the most expensive items on that list, MRAPs, 30,000-ton armored, mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicles. Police in Middletown have one, and the Bergen County Sheriff's Office has just ordered two.
Let me just lay these out so you can see what we're talking about.
Kathleen Donovan, the Bergen County executive, is laying out action shots of soldiers on MRAPs in Iraq and Afghanistan. She says there is no need for mine-resistant trucks in suburban North Jersey.
We are not going to militarize Bergen County, and these are clearly military vehicles for which the sheriff has no use. God forbid we need a military vehicle, I'm calling the National Guard.
Donovan says getting these trucks for free will just encourage police to use them. And in fact, the federal government actually requires any agency that gets surplus military equipment to use it within a year. The deputy legal director of the ACLU, Vanita Gupta, says that's one of the few regulations of the program.
So you can only imagine kind of how this is incentivizing local law enforcement to use it.
The sheriff who ordered the MRAPs for Bergen County, Michael Saudino, says there is a place for them.
Should there be a SWAT incident with a barricaded suspect, we transport gang members from one facility of jail to another. What caught my interest really above everything else where it could be used was it can go through 7 feet of water.
But critics say the county already has military trucks that go through water, and they seat four times as many people as the mine-resistant vehicles. But Saudino says armored trucks are the next step for police. He says officers already use Kevlar vests and canines, which also came from the military.
Military keeps us safe throughout the world. Police keeps us safe within the United States. We're kind of brothers and sisters in that regard.
Saudino says he would not use the MRAPs for crowd control, the way they've been used in Ferguson. But the images from the riots in Missouri have created a national conversation about whether local law enforcement are becoming too militarized.
There is a big difference between our military and our local law enforcement, and we don't want those lines blurred.
In response, President Obama has said it might be time to rethink the federal program and reconsider just what kinds of military equipment police really need. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.